لله إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما ثم أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار ثم أما بعد. We begin, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with praises, exaltations, that indeed only He is worthy of. We begin by sending His salawat and His salamat, His blessings, His peace upon the last and final messenger, Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa sallam wa ba'd. We begin, ya ikhwan, barakallahu feekum, by thanking the respected audience, barakallahu feekum, the brothers and the sisters, for taking out of their time and taking out of their busy schedules to join us today, barakallahu feekum. We thank our brothers, Shaykh Talib Abdullah, jazahullahu ta'ala khaira, for aiding us today. We thank our brother Abu Suhail Anwar Wright for traveling all the way from Philly to come and benefit the people of the city, barakallahu feekum. We thank our brother Abu Abdullah Hassan al-Sumali, hafidhahullahu ta'ala, for once again taking from his time, coming out, traveling, and benefiting the people from the books of our mashayikh and ulema. We want to continue today, barakallahu feekum, from those from the audience who are usually here on during my Sunday durus, in which we have been discussing a muhadara, a lesson given by the noble scholar Sheikh Salih al-Fawzan, entitled Fi Ta'rif al-Bid'a wa Bayan Anwa'iha wa Ahkamiha. In definition or in description of al-Bid'a, what al-Bid'a is, and a clarification of its categories and its rulings, barakallahu feekum. So we want to start, as we do on a weekly basis, barakallahu feekum. So we want to start, barakallahu feekum, and for those that have already been in this class, I ask them to be patient and take this as a reminder. Jazakumullahu khaira. Al-bid'ah. What is al-bid'ah? Who can tell me what is al-bid'ah? Raise your hands, barakallahu feekum. Na'am. Tayyib, barakallahu feekum. I'm looking for a more linguistic meaning. Na'am, Muhsin in the back. Tayyib, barakallahu feekum. But linguistically, what is it? Na'am? Al-ikhtira'u ala ghayri mithalin sabiq. We mentioned, barakallahu feekum. الاختراع على غير مثال سابق. To continue to do something, to create something, على غير مثال سابق. Upon a manner in which it was not done before. That is bid'ah linguistically. طيب. That is bid'ah linguistically. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in the Quran, بَدِيعُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. That Allah, He is badi'u as-samawati wal-ard. He is the one who created the heavens and the earth. يعني, He brought upon the heavens and the earth in a manner in which they never existed before. Badi'u as-samawati wal-ard. Allah Jalla wa Ala is referred to as in the Quran, badi'u as-samawati wal-ard in Surah Al-Baqarah. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was told to say in the Quran in Surah Al-Ahqaf, قُلْ مَا كُنْتُ بِدَعًا مِّنَ الرُّسُلِ. قُلْ مَا كُنْتُ بِدَعًا مِّنَ الرُّسُلِ. Say to them that I am not a bid'ah from amongst the messengers. I'm not the first messenger that came to you. مَا كُنْتُ بِدَعًا مِّنَ الرُّسُلِ. طيب, that I was not a bid'ah. This is not a bid'ah. This is not something new. There's been prophets and messengers that came before me. مَا كُنْتُ بِدَعًا مِّنَ الرُّسُلِ. We said al-ibtida'u. It is of two categories. Yani, at the asal of it, it is of two categories. What are those two categories? Raise your hands. Mahmood? Na'am? Tayyib. Al-bid'atu fi dunya fi al-mu'amalat, wal-bid'atu fi al-deen. Al-bid'atu fi al-mu'amalat, wal-bid'atu fi al-deen. Tayyib, raise your hands. Barakallahu feekum. What is the hukum upon al-bid'a fi al-mu'amalat? في الدنيا, what is the hukum? Raise your hands, barakallahu feekum. Naam. Jazakumullahu khaira. Tayyib. In the dunya, everything is permissible unless there is dalil making it impermissible. This is important, barakallahu feekum. Because when we bring to Ahlul Bid'ah, Ahlul Ahwa, we bring our proofs to them and say, no, Yahi, you shouldn't innovate in the religion. What do they say? Well, you drive a car, don't you? You drive a car to go to the masjid, bid'ah. So how do you answer them? How do you answer them? You say to them, Jazakallahu khaira, if you do not know, al-bid'ah is of two categories. There is bid'ah fi dunya, fi al-mu'amalat, then there is bid'ah fi deen. As for al-bid'atu fi dunya fi al-mu'amalat, fa-innaha mubah. Then it is allowed. It is allowed. You can drive a car, you can use a cell phone, right? You can use a phone, the phone that went to a mobile, a cell phone, the cell phone went to these hand touch phones, and then Allah knows best what they will come up with after this, right? But kulluha mubah. Wa kulluha yajuz. Jais. It's all allowed. Lish. If someone says, no, you can't use that, it's not allowed, what do you say? You say, طيب, ain't a dalil. Ain't a dalil, give me the dalil. Because in the dunya, everything is allowed. Unless there is a proof that makes it haram. طيب. What is the ruling on al-bid'atu fi al-deen? Raise your hands, barakallahu feekum, na'am. Ay na'am, barakallahu feekum. Everything is haram except that which Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have allowed or have legislated. The dalil being the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-islam deena. On this day, I have completed my favor upon you, perfected the religion for you, and chosen Islam as a religion for you. هذا هو الدليل. This is the dalil that everything in the religion, because the religion is what? It is tawqifi. It is tawqifi, the religion. Meaning it is limited to the dala'il. It is limited to proofs. It is limited to the text. It is not that you can include everything in it and everything becomes religion. Right? La, this is not the case, barakallahu feekum. Rather, it is only what is included in the texts. This is the meaning. And anything which is outside of that text is not accepted. مَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. The one who desires a religion other than Islam. What is Islam? Islam is what is found in the Quran and the Sunnah. بِفَهَمْ سَلَفِ الْأُمَّةِ. This is what the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has laid out for us. إِنِّي لَتَارِكٌ فِيكُمْ مَا إِنْ تَمَسَّكْتُمْ بِهِ لَنْ تَضِلُّ بَعْضِ أَبَدًا. كِتَابُ اللَّهِ وَسُنَّتِي. I am leaving amongst you two things. If you were to grab onto it, you would never go astray after me. The book of Allah and my sunnah. إِنَّهُ مَنْ يَعِشْ مِنْكُمْ فَسَيَرَى إِخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا فَعَلَيْكُمْ بِسُنَّتِي وَسُنَّةِ خُلَفَاءِ الرَّاشِدِينَ الْمَهْدِيِّينَ مِنْ بَعْضِ تَمَسَّكُوا بِهَا وَعَضُّوا عَلَيْهَا بِالنَّوَاجِذِ وَإِيَّاكُمْ وَمُحْدَثَاتِ الْأُمُورِ فَإِنَّ كُلَّ مُحْدَثَةٍ بِدَعَةٍ وَكُلَّ بِدَعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٍ وَكُلَّ ضَلَالَةٍ فِي النَّارِ. Those that live from amongst you will see much differentiation. So upon you is my sunnah, the sunnah of the rightly guided khulafa. Hold on to it, bite on to it with your molar teeth, and be aware of newly invented matters. For every newly invented matter is an innovation, and every innovation is going astray, and every act of astrayness is in the fire of al-Jahannam. Tayyib? So the religion with this multitude of dala'il, of which we've only mentioned a handful, barakallahu feekum, it points out that in the religion, al-bid'at kulluha muharrama. All bid'at are haram. All bid'at are haram in the religion. As for in the dunya, then everything is halal. Everything is halal, illa ma harramahu Allahu wa rasuluh. Except what Allah and His Messenger have made haram. Tayyib. So we started with bid'ah, and we said bid'ah is of two categories, right? So now we've divided it out in two categories. Al-bid'ah fi dunya wa innaha mubah. Al-bid'ah fi al-deen wa innaha muharrama. One is halal, one is haram. Now we're going to go and we're going to continue making this graph. Al-bid'ah fi al-deen is now divided into two categories. Al-bid'ah fi al-deen is now divided into two categories. What are those two categories? Raise your hands. Na'am. Barakallahu feekum. Jazakumullahu khaira. Al-bid'ah qawliya i'tiqadiyya. Wal-bid'ah fi al-ibadah. Tayyib, you have bid'ah qawliya i'tiqadiyya. You have a bid'ah in statement or in creed. And then you have a bid'ah in action. Tayyib? So a bid'ah in statement or creed, the statement of the Jahmiyyah regarding the names and attributes of Allah, the statements of the Qadariyya regarding the Qadr of Allah, the statements of the Shia, the creed of the Shia, the creed of the Khawarij. Tayyib, these different creeds that exist, the creeds of the Sufiyya, the creeds of the Sufiyya, all of these different creeds are bid'ah. And we're going to get into where these bid'a'at fall, barakallahu feekum. But these are all bid'a'at qawliya i'tiqadiyya. Yani there are bid'a'at in statement and in belief. In statement and in belief. The second one the brother said is al-bid'a'atu fil-ibadah. It is bid'a'at in acts of worship. Al-bid'a'at in acts of worship. And this is now categories. Who can mention one of the categories to me? Barakallahu feekum. Na'am. Barakallahu feekum. Al-bid'atu ma yakunu fi asl al-ibadah. What is in the foundation? In the very foundation of an act of worship. Tayyib? The Shaykh he writes be that a person, they were to innovate an innovation laysa laha asl fi shara. It has no origin in the religion. For example, we have five salawat. Someone innovates a sixth one. Tayyib, someone innovates a sixth one and says, Tayyib, you have Fajr. Then you have Dhuhr. Then you have Asr. But after Asr, there is another salah which you pray right before the sun goes down. So they're innovating something that has no asal in the religion. There's no mention of this in the religion, barakallahu feekum. Tayyib. A second category, someone mention it. Raise your hands. Mahmood. Tayyib. Ma yakunu fi ziyadati ala al-ibadah al-mashru'ah. Where you are increasing on top of something that Allah has already legislated. That Allah has already legislated. The Shaykh he writes, kama لو زاد ركعة خامسة في صلاة الظهر أو العصر مثلا. For example, that a person is to add a fifth or a sixth raka'a to one of the salawat. This is al-bid'ah, yani that someone has increased on what Allah has already legislated. Tayyib. Someone give me another example. What's the third category? Raise your hands. Who remembers the third category from these bid'at? Raise your hands. Naam. Tayyib. Fi sifati ada'i al-ibadah. In the characteristics, bi an yu'addiha ala sifatin ghayri mashru'ah. That you are to do that act which is legislated, which Allah has legislated, which Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has done and has performed, and it has been performed in front of him and he has taught it. But you are to do it in a manner in which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not do it. For example, someone is making dhikr after the salah, right? And someone says, alright, I'm going to make dhikr, I'm going to say subhanallah 33 times, I'm going to say alhamdulillah 33 times, and I'm going to say Allahu Akbar 33 or 34 times. Right? And then they take out dhikr beads. And they do it on dhikr beads. What is this? It's a bid'ah. Because you are doing it fi sifatin ghayri mashru'ah. It's not legislated to do it in that manner. What is legislated is you do it on your hand, on your right hand specifically. So you are changing the characteristics with which the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes this dhikr. Fourthly, someone mention it. Fourthly, who knows the last category? Na'am, in the back. The time, barakallahu feekum, ma yakunu bi takhsisi waqtin lil ibadati al mashru'a. Lam yukhassisha al shar'. كتخصيص يوم النصف من الشعبان وليلته بصيام وقيام. That you are to take a specific time that the legislation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not mention, and you are to specify that time to an action. So for example, if someone was to take the middle of Sha'ban, it's night and it's day, for praying and for fasting. Even though the asal of praying and fasting is there, it is legislated, it is not legislated to be specific to that time. So now this is also a bid'ah. This in itself is also a bid'ah. So we have all of these categories in al-bid'atu fi al-deen. You have al-bid'ah i'tiqadiyya al-qawliyya. You have bid'ah in creed and in action. You have bid'ah in the asal of ibadah, in the foundation, the very foundation of an act of worship. You have a bid'ah by increasing in an act of worship. You have bid'ah in the characteristics of that act of worship. You have a bid'ah in the timing of that act of worship. What are the different rulings of all of these different bid'ahs? Raise your hands. What are the different rulings? How do they differ from category to category? Barakallahu feekum. Raise your hands. Na'am. Na'am. So they are all haram. Each and every one of them is haram. The small of them and the big of them, all of them are haram. Sheikh Salih al-Fawzan, he writes, كُلُّ بِدَعَةٍ فِي الدِّينِ فَهِيَ مُحَرَّمَةٌ وَضَلَالَةٌ. Every bid'ah in the religion, it is haram and it is extraneously qawlihi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa iyyakum wa muhdathatil umur, fa inna kulla muhdathatin bid'ah wa kulla bid'atin dalalah. What is the proof? That the Messenger of Allah said, be aware of newly invented matters, for indeed every newly invented matter is a bid'ah and every bid'ah is going astray. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من أحدث في أمرنا هذا ما ليس منه فهو رد. The one who innovates in this affair of ours, what is not from it, then it is rejected. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من عمل عملا ليس عليه أمرنا فهو رد. The one who does an action that we have not ordered them to do, then it is rejected. The Shaykh, he says, فدل الحديث على أن كل محدث في الدين فهو بدعة. وَكُلُّ بِدَعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٌ مَرْضُودَةٌ. That this gives proof that every act of innovation in the religion is a bid'ah, and every bid'ah is a rejected astrayness. وَمَعْنَ ذَلِكَ أَنَّ الْبِدَعَ فِي الْعِبَادَاتِ وَالْإِعْتِقَادَاتِ مُحَرَّمَةٌ. And the meaning of that is bid'ah, whether it is in statement or in creed or in action, they are all haram. ولكن التحريم بتفاوت ولكن التحريم بالتفاوت بحسب نوعية البدعة فمنها ما هو كفر صراح كالطواف بالقبور تقربا إلى أصحابها. But the level of it being haram, it depends upon the bid'ah itself. So from amongst them are those that are open kufr. Disbelief. Openly, it's disbelief. So a person is to make tawaf of the graves, right? They make tawaf of the graves to draw closer to the person in the grave. Shirk. Kufr. Bila shak. Wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullah. Bila shak. Kufr. Someone is to sacrifice for a person in the grave. That someone is to make salah or dua to a person in the grave. Kufr. Then from amongst them are those that are fisq and ma'asiyah. Right? From amongst them are those that are fisq and ma'asiyah. So it depends upon the actual bid'ah. The one who makes dhikr beads or makes a dhikr upon dhikr beads. No, this is not kufr. You don't go up to him and say, you're a kafir. Why are you a kafir? Well, you're making dhikr on dhikr beads. La. So even though they're all haram, it depends upon what the bid'ah is. It depends on what the bid'ah is. On whether it is kufr or it is ma'asiyah or it is fisq. So on and so forth. What about those that say, مَنْ قَسَّمَا الْبِدْعَةُ إِلَى بِدْعَةٍ حَسَنًا وَبِدْعَةٍ سَيِّئَةٍ. The one who say, there is such a thing as a good bid'ah and a bad bid'ah. What do we say? Raise your hands, barakallahu feekum. Na'am. Jayyid, okay. So a person answers back, okay. The Quran, the Mushaf, right? Was it collected in that shape in the time of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Was it collected? La. What about the ahadith? Were they collected in the time of the Messenger? In Sahih Bukhari, in Sahih Muslim, were these books available? Tayyib. Who collected them? Tayyib, in the time of Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala an. Some of it in the time of Abu Bakr. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never did it. If Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu believes that there is a good bid'ah, when he said, when he gathered all the people together for Salatul Taraweeh behind a single imam, what did he say? Ni'matil bid'atu hiya. This is a good bid'ah. So, if Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu believes in good bid'ah, what gives you the right to say there's no such thing as good bid'ah? Raise your hands. What's your name, Akh?
Harun.
طيب, فضل هارون.
There's a difference between the linguistic definition of a bid'ah and the jurisprudential definition of a bid'ah.
طيب, so explain it. Tell me, what's the difference? يعني, إصلاة تراويح, it's part of the religion, right? It's part of the religion. So they're gathering all together and they're praying all together. It's not like they're saying, all right, we're going to take five camels together or we're going to ride on the red camel instead of the black camel. It's Salatul Taraweeh. What's the answer? Na'am. Jazakallahu khairan. So putting those two answers together is the right answer. Ikhwan, we need to know these answers. We need to know these answers because this is what they put out. When you go and you warn, right? The person who's a jahil, they're going to go to them. Don't listen to the Salafi. Don't listen to the Salafi. They don't love the Sahaba. They don't love the Messenger. Talking about there's no such thing as good bid'ah. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu saw a good bid'ah. That's when you are ready. This is da'wah. When you give da'wah, it's not just knowing the outer layers of the mas'ala. No, know the layers. Know it. Go all the way. Go deep inside and know it. So you can answer there and you can refute them. And you say to them, no. What is the definition of bid'ah? We said, al-ikhtira'u ala ghayri mithalin sabiq. Proceeding upon a manner in which it was not done before. Right? Salatul Taraweeh. Was it offered in jama'ah in the time of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Tayyib. It was for one day? No. 2 days? 3 days. The Messenger of Allah came and he prayed behind a single imam. Who was the imam? Who was the imam who led Taraweeh? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So is it, can we fathom that there was another imam along with the Rasulullah leading the salah? Can we fathom that? No. Tayyib. The fourth day the Sahaba waited. Did the Messenger of Allah come out and pray? La. Why? What was the reason the Messenger of Allah gave? Nah? Barakallahu feekum. He did not want it to become wajib. Tayyib. That was the reason why the Messenger of Allah did not come out and pray with the people. Now, after the death of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the Khalifa, is the Messenger of Allah still alive? Can something become wajib now? Can something become obligatory that was not obligatory in the time of the Messenger? La. Tayyib. So the reason for which the Messenger of Allah did not pray with the people, is it gone now? Is that reason gone? Can it become wajib anymore? La. Hence, like Harun said, when he said, نعمت البدعة هي, this is a good bid'ah. It was linguistically it's a good bid'ah. Linguistically it's a good bid'ah. Not that it's really a good bid'ah. Because aslan is not a bid'ah. What about the gathering of the Qur'an? What about the writing of the Qur'an? The gathering of the Qur'an? Was this done in the time of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Na'am? Barakallahu feekum. It was collected in the time. What about the ahadith of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Were they written down? Yes, they were written down. They were written down. So, if they were written down and they were gathered together in the time of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, can this be a bid'ah? La. Hence, it is a bid'ah linguistically, shar'an, it's not a bid'ah. That is the first jawab that you give. Tayyib. Thanian, here's the second jawab that you give. After you give the first one, because you have to give the first one. Then after that you say, now that what you put forth is completely annihilated anyway, even if what you are saying is true, which it's not, because we just said it's not, we prove that it's not. But even if it was true, then when Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, if he believes in good bid'ah, but the Messenger of Allah said that every bid'ah is balala, and every bid'ah is in the fire, whose word do you take?
Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu or the Messenger of Allah? What did Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma say? يُوشِكُ أَن تَنزِلَ عَلَيْكُمْ هِجَارَةً مِنَ السَّمَاءِ أَقُولُ لَكُمْ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ وَتَقُولُونَ قَالَ أَبُو بَكَرَ وَقَالَ عُمَرَ. I fear that rocks are going to rain down upon you from the skies. I'm saying to you, the Messenger of Allah said, and you're telling me Abu Bakr and Umar said? So this is the asal of bid'ah. This is how you understand bid'ah. This is how you answer those people that bring upon or mention things like bid'ahs, good bid'ahs and things like this. When did these bid'ahs come about? Sheikh Salih al-Fawzan, he writes, قَالَ شَيْخُ الْإِسْلَامِ إِبْنُ تَيْمِيَةَ رَحِمَهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى. Sheikh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, he says, وَعْلَمْ أَنَّ عَامَةَ الْبِدَعِي الْمُتَعَلِّقَ بِالْعُلُومِ وَالْعِبَادَاتِ إِنَّمَا وَقَعَ فِي الْأُمَّةِ فِي أَوَاخِرِ خِلَافَةِ الْخُلَفَاءِ الرَّاشِدِينَ. He says, know that in the generality of these innovations that deal with the creed and deal with acts of worship, they occurred towards the end of the Khulafa al-Rashideen, of the time of the Khulafa al-Rashideen. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed us of this. مَنْ يَعِشْ مِنْكُمْ بَعْدِي فَسَيَرَىٰ اِخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا. Those that live from amongst you after me will see much differentiation. فَعَلَيْكُمْ بِسُنَّتِي وَسُنَّتِ خُلَفَاء الرَّاشِدِينَ مِنْ بَعْدِي. So upon you is my sunnah and the sunnah of my rightly guided Khulafa after me. The first bid'ah that was to occur in the time for occur amongst the Muslims was ish. Huh? I'll give you a hint. The hadith of Jibreel. The qadr of Allah. Bid'atul Qadr. The bid'ah of the Qadariyya, those that denied the Qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the bid'ah of al-irja, the bid'ah of al-tashayyu', and the bid'ah of al-khawarij. These bid'ahs, they occurred in the second generation of the Muslims, and the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum were present. وَأَنْكَرُوا عَلَىٰ أَهْلِهَا. And they refuted the people who brought these about. Then came about the bid'ah of the Mu'tazila. Then you had the bid'ah of التصوف, the bid'ah of building upon the qubur, upon the graves. And as those noble generations, as the time became longer and longer from those noble generations, the bid'ahs started to come more and more. They started to occur more and more. الأسباب التي أدت إلى ظهور البدعة. What are the reasons why bid'ahs came about? And this is important to understand. Why is it important to understand? To know what caused bid'ahs to occur. Why is this important to understand? It's important to understand, barakallahu fikum ya ikhwan, because how do you save yourselves and your families from falling into these bid'ahs if you don't know how they occur or why people fall into them? مما لا شك فيه أن الاعتصام بالكتاب والسنة فيه نجاح من الوقوع في البدع والضلال. Sticking to the Quran and Sunnah is what gives you success. It's what gives you success in saving yourself from bid'at and ad-dalal. Allah the Most High says, وَأَنَّ هَذَا سِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا فَاتَّبِعُوهُ وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا السُّبُلَ فَتَفَرَّقَ بِكُمْ عَنْ سَبِيلِ. And indeed, this is my path. So follow it and do not follow the other ways that it should divide you or take you away from the religion, from his path. It's been narrated by Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, خط لنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم خطا فقال هذا سبيل الله ثم خط خطوطا عن يمينه وعن شماله ثم قال وهذه سبل على كل سبيل منها شيطان يدعو إليه. The Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he drew a line for us and he said this is the path of Allah. Then he drew lines on the right of it and on the left of it and said that these are other ways. Upon every one of these paths is a shaitan calling to it. And then he recited the verse, وَأَنَّ هَذَا سِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا فَاتَّبِعُوا وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا السُّبُلَ فَتَفَرَّقَ بِكُمْ عَنْ سَبِيلِهِ ذَلِكُمْ وَصَّاكُمْ بِهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. That this is my path, so follow it and do not follow the other ways that will lead you astray from his path. ذَٰلِكُمْ وَصَّاكُمْ بِهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. That is what I advise you, or that is what you have been ordered to do so that you may remain fearful. So sticking to the kitab and the sunnah, or the lack of sticking to kitab and sunnah, is what causes people to fall into bid'at. الجهل بأحكام الدين, being ignorant regarding the affairs of the religion. Indeed, Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَقْبِضُ الْعِلْمَ إِنْتِزَاعًا بِتَنَزُّعِهِ مِنَ الْعِبَادِ وَلَاكِنْ يَقْبِضُ الْعِلْمَ بِقَبْضِ الْعُلَمَاءِ حَتَّى إِذَا لَمْ يُبْقِي عَالِمًا اتَّخَذَ النَّاسَ رُؤَسَاءَ جُهَّالًا فَسُئِلُوا فَأَفْتُوا بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ فَضَلُّوا وَأَضَلُّوا. Allah is not going to snatch away knowledge by taking it away from the chests of men. But rather he would take it by taking the ulema. And then they would choose ignorant ru'asa, ignorant leaders. They will be asked questions and they will give fatawa without knowledge. So they will lead others astray and they would themselves be astray. From those affairs that lead to falling into bid'at is ittiba'ul hawa, following one's own desires. That when the book and the sunnah is presented, a person leaves them to the side and says, no, I'm going to follow my own desires. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, فَإِن لَمْ يَسْتَجِيبُوا لَكَ فَاعْلَمْ أَنَّمَا يَتَّبِعُونَ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ وَمَنْ أَضَلُّ مِمَّنِ اتَّبَعَ هَوَاهُ بِغَيْرِ هُدًى مِّنَ اللَّهِ. If they do not answer your call, then know that they are following their own desires. And who is more astray than those that follow their own desires without guidance from Allah? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَٰهَهُ هَوَاهُ وَأَضَلَّهُ اللَّهُ عَلَى عِلْمٍ وَخَتَمَ عَلَى سَمْعِهِ وَقَلْبِهِ وَجَعَلَ عَلَى بَصَرِهِ غِشَاوَةً فَمَنْ يَهْدِيهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ اللَّهِ. Have you seen the one who has taken his own desires as a deity and Allah has caused him to go astray upon knowledge? And he has put a seal upon his hearing and upon his heart and over his sight is a veil. So who will guide him after Allah? From those affairs that lead to people falling into bid'at, at-ta'assub lil-ara'i wal-rijali, that a person is to have blind and bigoted following for different opinions and for men. And he's not to say that Firstly and foremost, mostly the Quran and the Sunnah. And then after that has come to me, I don't have a need for anything else. But that a person is to set that to the side. Leave the Quran and leave the Sunnah to stick to their own madhahib, or to stick to their own people, or to stick to their own customs. Fourthly, atashabbahu bil kuffar. That a person is to imitate the kuffar. Right? The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said what? La tutruni kama atrat al-nasara ibn Maryam. Do not go to extremes regarding me like the Christians went to extremes regarding the son of Mary. Innama ana abdun faqulu abdullahi wa rasuluh. Indeed, I am a slave, so say the slave of Allah and His Messenger. Ikhwan, barakallahu feekum. This affair of al-bid'ah is very important. Do not be deceived by those that say, these Salafis, they have nothing better to do. And every 5 minutes they're speaking about bid'ah. Every 5 minutes they're speaking about bid'ah. That's all they ever do, is speak about bid'ah. There's two words, or there's four words on the tongues of these people: Tawheed, Shirk, Sunnah, Bid'ah. Anytime you speak to a Salafi, one of these four words, if not all four of them, will be mentioned. You say, Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, because we're the only ones. We're the only ones that hold the foundation of the religion important and speak about it continuously and advise the people regarding it, because we understand without the foundation, what you build has no strength. It has no strength. It has no meaning. Rather, it can be blown away with the slightest of winds. So these affairs will always be important. The ulema, or the sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they spoke about it after the messenger. And their students spoke about it, and their students spoke about it. But when it came to the time of Imam Ahmad, did Imam Ahmad say, well, yakfina, it's enough, it's enough. They spoke about it, we don't need to. I'm not going to write the book Usul al-Sunnah. Why? Well, the usul are there. Speak about politics now. Or Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah. He said, I'm not writing Kitab al-Tawheed. What do I need to write Kitab al-Tawheed for? The Quran is there. These are affairs, my dear brothers and sisters, that have continued from the ulama of every generation. The ulama of Ahlu Sunnati wal Jama'ah of every generation have held these topics important. Until this day and in this time, they still speak about them, because these are the foundations of our religion. This is what protects our religion. This is what protects our religion. And hence we need to hold them important. Barakallahu fi. We suffice with this for today. هذا وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين والله يبارك فيكم.